Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. Unbelief is a dangerous spiritual condition that can hinder our relationship with God and stunt our spiritual growth. It is a subtle sin that can creep into our hearts and minds, causing us to doubt God's word, His promises, and His goodness. Many people are still wandering the wilderness of frustration and disappointment today because they are already blinded by unbelief and were unable to find their way to the promised land. In this message, we will explore the dangers of unbelief and how we can overcome them. May we be vigilant in guarding our hearts against unbelief and may our faith grow stronger each day as we trust in God's promises and His unfailing love for us. Relax and join us on this journey through the Word of God as we look at the topic, Dangers of Unbelief. Our Bible text is from Hebrews chapter 3 verse 12 to 15.
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 12 to 15. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief, in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today. Lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Verse 15. While it is said, Today if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation.
Are you skeptical or going back on what God told you as a result of unbelief? Unbelief is a dangerous attitude that results in spiritual blindness and deafness. Many believers today are blind and could not get to their promised land as they are still wandering in the wilderness of unbelief. They are still skeptical and struggling to rest on God's word. God wants us to believe and put our total trust in Him, to do what He has promised and what He is able to do in our lives. Our Bible text today from Hebrews chapter 3 verse 12 to 15 warns us about the dangers of unbelief. It says, Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original confidence firm to the end. As it is said, Today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. Are you also falling away from God because of unbelief? Unbelief is a dangerous state of mind that leads to spiritual blindness and separation from God. It is a lack of faith, lack of trust, and lack of confidence in God and His promises. Unbelief can manifest in many ways, including doubt, skepticism, and outright rejection of God's word. It is a choice that ultimately leads to a life of hopelessness and despair. Unbelief is evil before God. From the verses we read in the book of Hebrews, the writer urges us to take care not to have an evil, unbelieving heart, which can lead us to fall away from the living God. He emphasizes the importance of encouraging and exhorting one another, every day, so that we may not be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. The Israelites provide a perfect example of the dangers of unbelief. They had witnessed God's miraculous deliverance from slavery in Egypt, yet they still struggled to believe that God could provide for them in the wilderness. They constantly grumbled and complained, and they even longed to go back to Egypt. Their unbelief prevented them from entering the promised land, and they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years until that entire generation died off. The consequences of unbelief are severe. It can lead to spiritual blindness, which prevents us from seeing God's truth and receiving His blessings. Unbelief can also lead to a hardened heart, which makes us insensitive to God's voice and less likely to obey His commands. It can result in a lack of peace, joy, and hope, which are essential ingredients for a fulfilling life. The writer of Hebrews encourages us to hold fast to our original confidence in Christ, which is the key to overcoming unbelief. We must be intentional about building our faith through reading and studying God's Word, praying, and fellowshipping with other believers. We must also be careful not to let sin deceive us and harden our hearts. Do you believe God today? Believing in God and His promises is essential for a life of purpose, joy, and peace. We were created to have a relationship with God, and our lives are incomplete without Him. Our faith in God gives us hope for the future and helps us to overcome the challenges of life. It gives us the strength to persevere when we face trials and tribulations. Believing in God also transforms our character. It enables us to love and forgive others, to live a life of humility and selflessness, and to be a light in the darkness. Our faith is the foundation of our values and morals, and it shapes the way we live our lives. God desires that we have faith in Him and trust Him with our lives. He wants us to experience the fullness of His love and the power of His grace. He promises to be with us always, to never leave us or forsake us, and to give us everything we need to live a life that honors Him. As we build our faith in God, we must also encourage and exhort one another. We are not meant to walk this journey alone. We need the support and encouragement of our brothers and sisters in Christ. We must be intentional about building relationships with other believers and sharing our struggles and victories with them. We must be willing to listen to their wisdom and counsel and to offer our own when needed. Together, we can help each other to overcome the dangers of unbelief and to stay on the path of faith. Before we go, let's quickly highlight some of the dangers of unbelief. 1. Unbelief hinders our spiritual growth. Unbelief hinders our spiritual growth because it prevents us from trusting and relying on God's Word. When we doubt God's promises and His ability to deliver on His Word, we limit what God can do in our lives. James chapter 1 verses 6 to 8 says, "But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways." 2. Unbelief hinders our prayers. Unbelief hinders our prayers because it prevents us from praying with faith and confidence. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, "And without faith, it is impossible to please Him, for whoever would draw near to God must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who seek Him." If we do not believe that God exists and that He is a rewarder of those who seek Him, then our prayers will be ineffective. 3. Unbelief leads to disobedience. Unbelief leads to disobedience because it causes us to doubt God's authority and His commands. When we do not believe that God's commands are for our good, we will be reluctant to obey them. Hebrews chapter 3 verses 18 to 19 emphasized, "And to whom did He swear that they would not enter His rest, but to those who were disobedient?" Here we see that the disobedient children of the Israelites were unable to enter His rest because of unbelief. 4. Unbelief leads to fear and anxiety. Unbelief leads to fear and anxiety because it causes us to focus on our problems rather than on God's promises. When we do not believe that God is in control of our lives, we will be fearful and anxious about the future. The book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 to 7 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." 5. Unbelief leads to spiritual blindness. Unbelief leads to spiritual blindness because it prevents us from seeing the truth of God's Word. When we do not believe that God's Word is true, we will be unable to discern the spiritual truths that God has revealed to us. Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4, "In their case, the god of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers, to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God." God wants us to trust in Him with unwavering faith in whatever He has told us. He is ever faithful to His word. The Bible says, "He is the same yesterday, today and forevermore." Let's keep our faith in His word. The following tips will also help us overcome unbelief as children of God. First, to overcome unbelief, we must study God's Word diligently. Romans chapter 10 verse 17 says, "So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ." When we study God's Word, we learn about His promises, His character, and His will for our lives. This knowledge strengthens our faith and helps us overcome doubt and unbelief. Secondly, to overcome unbelief, we must pray with faith. We must believe that God is able to answer our prayers and trust in His timing and His plan for our lives. Jesus said in Mark chapter 11 verse 24, "Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." And thirdly, to overcome unbelief, we must remember God's faithfulness in our lives. We must remember the times when God has answered our prayers and provided for our needs. We must remind ourselves of His promises and His unfailing love for us. Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 9 says, "Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love Him and keep His commandments, to 1,000 generations. And finally, to overcome unbelief, we must choose to believe. We must choose to trust in God's Word and His promises, even when circumstances seem to contradict them. We must choose to have faith, even when it is difficult. In Mark chapter 9 verses 23 to 24, Jesus said, "If you can, all things are possible for one who believes." Immediately the father of the child cried out and said, "I believe. Help my unbelief." Unbelief is a dangerous spiritual condition that every believer must be cautious about. It can hinder our spiritual growth, hinder our prayers, and ultimately lead to our downfall. May we be vigilant in guarding our hearts against unbelief, and may our faith grow stronger each day as we trust in God's promises and His unfailing love for us. As you go today, take time to reflect on these questions. What are some areas in my life where I'm struggling with unbelief? Are there promises of God that I find hard to believe? Take some time to reflect on the reasons for your doubts and fears. Ask God to help you overcome your unbelief and to strengthen your faith in Him. In conclusion, remember the dangers of unbelief and the importance of holding fast to your faith. Take every opportunity to build your faith through prayer, Bible study, and seek God's wisdom and guidance as you navigate the challenges of life, and trust Him to lead you on the path of righteousness. May God help you as you do this. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for the gift of faith and the promises that you have given us in your Word. We confess our struggles with unbelief and our need for your help to overcome our doubts and fears. We ask for your wisdom and guidance as we seek to build our faith and to encourage one another in the journey of faith. We pray that you would help us to hold fast to our original confidence in Christ, and to never lose sight of your goodness and your grace. We ask that you would help us to remember your faithfulness in our lives, to recall the times when you answered our prayers and provided for our needs. May we be reminded of your promises and your unfailing love for us, and may we always trust in your goodness and faithfulness. Today, we pray that you would give us the strength to choose to believe, even when circumstances seem to contradict your word and your promises. May our faith grow stronger each day as we trust in you, and may we never give up on believing in your power and your love. We ask all these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Bible in a year. The Bible reading for today is from Numbers chapter 3 and chapter 4. And for the evening, Mark chapter 3 verse 22 to 35. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.